we're talking season 1, episode 9 on the Good Behavior After Show. For you, I'd go with Strawberry. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You're about to say strawberry pussy.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. That was the
Why
name.
Why do you always wait until we're live?
That was our internal name for this episode.
Explain. Why would you prefer it be called?
What are you calling it?
Yo, this song is the most prolific, profound song of my generation. This song is profound, and it's specifically relatable to this episode simply because of what happens in the episode.
I would agree with you about it, but not about the most profound song of our, you know.
Profound, yes, it is. It is extremely profound. It's like, he has a line in
this. Are men loyal, though?
He has a line in this. Hold, please. He has a line in this where he's like, I just got rich, took a broke nigga's bitch. Now, here's the concept, okay? Every guy, especially in LA, has understood this specific concept right now. It's very true. And when you say, are men loyal? Men are loyal. And I'll tell you why. No. Men are loyal. Men are just stupid.
There's a difference.
Women are the more... They're the more... intelligent of the two creatures. Men are stupid. Men are by far the less intelligent of the two genders. Now, this is why I say this. Because guys are afraid, like, when you're with another guy, they're like, I tricked you to get you. So another guy can trick you too. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, we open a door, you're talking, we're like, oh yeah, oh, you like trees? I love trees. Like, we're just, whatever it is, we're tricking you to get you. So once we've tricked you, you know what I'm saying? We feel like anyone can trick you. But we're so shocked and surprised when we can trick you, we feel powerful about ourselves.
Abby looks like she's gonna choke us.
I'm serious.
You're so
we
dumb.
Feel good about ourselves when we're like, yo, I can get girl. I'm like
a
wizard.
But do you think that the girls really are tricked? I think we make you believe that you tricked us,
you're
but
like,
you didn't.
Oh, we like trees, you like trees. Open the door for me.
What kind of car do you drive?
there's another song called Gold Digger that we should be playing right now, too.
No, not at all.
Actually, I'll say this. You know what? My panel right now, minus Maddie, she's not here, but her too. Most loyal girls in the planet. I told
That's
you.
True.
When I was in Vegas, what did I tell you? I was in Vegas for Christmas break.
Yeah.
And I had shows. And I was at these shows, and afterwards there was these after parties and stuff. And I text my cousin Nick, who's also here at AfterBuzz. And I told him, listen, all these girls right now, because I did a Snapchat. He's like, yo, there's so many, blah, blah. And I was like, all these girls, my panel's better than all these girls combined. I was like, any girl on my panel.
Can I see that text?
Any girl. Nick came over and told her.
No, I really did meet Nick, and he
said
Sean spoke highly of us.
Yeah.
Aww,
I'm serious.
Nice.
All these girls, individually. Yeah, y'all not okay. The same.
Some you're, hoes not may like, not be loyal, but
some are.
Actually, no. Actually, all hoes aren't loyal. But something Chris Brown's missing
we're
is.
Respectable women.
Which is even worse. Which is even worse. Because hoes are at least loyal to the money. Like, as long as you have
loyal
money,
to something.
They're loyal to something. With regular women.
You can stand on your own feet.
With regular women, you don't know how they're. It's like a roller coaster. To ride. You might love me today and hate me tomorrow. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know. So well, that's how it is. But Letty proved
not
to be
loyal.
As loyal as I thought she was going to be.
No, unfortunately. So. But welcome to the Good Behavior After Show. This is the Four Horsemen or Three Horsemen tonight. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, The Real OG.
I'm Abigail Frere, and you can follow me on all social media at Abigail Frere.
And I am Tehran, literally at I am Tehran, all across the board, social media. When I'm saying that, I mean IG, Snapchat, and Twitter, because I miss Tweet Tweet. I miss the gram and the Tweet Tweet.
I was going to say
I miss the
it.
Gram and the Tweet Tweet, but I think, therefore, I am Tehran. Find me. Yeah, I have a tagline. Do you guys have taglines?
No, I gotta work on it, though. Every time you say that.
I like The Real OG. I mean, I have a different tagline, like, almost every week. And this week is, I think, therefore...
I know, but Maddie's very loyal to her tagline.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be disrespectful and say it and take it from her, but I admire her gram and tweet tweet.
Yeah, the gram and the tweet tweet.
Right. Okay, so we open up this episode exactly the way we ended the last one, with Javier and Letty on the beach, and him politely declining her request to kill her baby daddy, Sean.
declining her request.
I mean, he did, and rightfully so. Do you guys think that Letty would have regretted it if Sean...
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sean had done that. I mean, if Javier had killed Sean,
I think it would have been a regret later. Yeah. I think she would have regretted it when she saw the way it affected
Jacob.
I don't think that she would have regretted it for any other reason than that. But I also think she's being a huge drama queen with the whole situation.
Well, she's very selfish. Like this whole entire thing has become about her and not really about Jacob.
Right, and she's. I mean, I know Javier, killing's normal to him, but Letty, killing's not, a normal thing to her. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like she's ever had someone killed. She's only, she got so riled up with all the times that Javier did that. And so it's like, if I was her, in that situation, I would never ask someone to kill him.
Right.
Seriously. I'd be like, kill him. And then I'd be like, no. Because, if they actually did, I would be like, what did I do? You have it mm-hmm. on you for the rest of... She's not a killer.
And it's so funny that she was so quick to judge Javier and be you're not killing anybody else, but only when it's in my benefit.
Right, right. She's just a very selfish person.
Yeah, I totally agree. Tron, do you agree?
What do you think?
I think she is a woman. And I've noticed that women tend to do things in their own self-interest at times.
Doesn't everyone, though? Is that not I think everyone. It's a woman thing. But I think that's a person thing.
I'm saying we're making this a battle of the sexes tonight.
Okay.
Okay? Because I saw a lot of battle of the sexes in this episode.
Sure.
So that's why I'm bringing this up in this manner. Okay? In truth, I think everyone's selfish. Mm-hmm. And everyone's a selfish piece of shit. But in this specific episode, I'm going to make it so it's like guys versus girls. And the reason I'm doing that is because it was laid out that way. When it comes to would Letty have been regretful, remorseful had Javier gone through with the action? My answer is no. We have seen a lack of morals when it comes to Letty. She has no actual obstruction or appreciation for the social constructs and morals that exist within the normal civil society. She does not. That's why she feels like she should be able to steal whenever she wants. That's why she thinks that she should suffer no consequences for her actions. She is, in all effects, a very empathetic sociopath. And it comes through all the time. To the point where she's willing to kill a man she knows nothing about for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Just because he has become an inconvenience to her. And as much of a douchebag as Sean is, he's right. Mm-hmm. He should be at least
from
joint
what we
custody
know, yeah.
of the child. It doesn't even matter what we know or not. Mm-hmm. From this point, a father should be in the life of a child, especially so few fathers in the world we see want to be, that this should be something, it's not even celebrated, this should be standard, that a father should be in a child's life as much as a mother's, and especially in a young man's life. Mm-hmm. That's how you shape a man. I like Javier's input, but Sean is his rightful father. And so everyone's looking at Sean like he's in the wrong. He is not.
Well, I don't think he's in the wrong either. I see it as, Letty's selfish in every way mm-hmm. possible. And by her not allowing her son to have a life with his own father, that's very selfish of her. Just because she doesn't want Sean in his life doesn't mean Jacob shouldn't have Sean in his life.
And I think maybe it was a protective thing in the beginning because of her past experience with him. But now it's just her being petty and mm-hmm. and I think it should go the complete opposite direction where he lives with Sean full custody. No,
it should be joint custody.
I agree,
it should be a joint custody, especially because Sean's living arrangement isn't the best either. At least with the grandmother, Jacob's in a house. I think Sean lives in that motel that we're looking at, and as much as a reformed man as he is, I think that personally there should be joint custody, and there should be opposite weekends and opposite holidays and things of that nature at the very maximum and at the very least. That should be the only compromise allowed. But at the same time, let's not forget that Letty's on probation. Letty is a drug user. She went to the motel in order to use drugs when mm-hmm. she suffered a failure or setback. She has no coping mechanisms. She's not the best mom. We haven't actually seen her take care of Jacob. We've seen her babysit Jacob. There is a big difference. She's not giving Jacob motherly advice. She's not very caring. As far as
her
we
see, maternal instincts lacking.
Exactly. Think, yeah. The grandmother's really still taking care of Jacob. It's a joint effort. And that's not the right or responsibility of the grandmother. So Letty also showed an increased capacity of immaturity for me when she did not tell Sean about his child for 10 years. That in itself should be something that someone should speak up on. Like, hey, you told my son, my seed, my loins, you know what I'm saying? Child from my loins. You told my son that I was dead. That is a devastating, selfish, and immature thing to do to anyone, let alone to another human being.
I agree. Well, I just think she's completely unfit to be a parent. I don't see how she really expects that someone would grant her full custody.
Like after the court case or like, you know, the first meeting, like you're trying to get custody of a kid and you didn't even face really a setback yet. Nothing's been decided and you don't like what you're hearing. So you're going to go get
and she already
wasted.
Threw it all out.
Wasted at a hotel.
And you know, I think like what, Sean, how was that? It's, I don't know if he saw that coming or he's using this situation to his advantage somehow, but it seemed kind of...
I think both.
He went in there knowing what he wanted and what was going to happen. It's almost like he expected Letty to be there and be drunk and using whatever. And I don't know. I feel like this is going to resurface after.
I think a lot of things that we should be aware of in Letty's character, as likable as she is because of the show, we should also realize that she's a very flawed person. Which we notice, but they kind of make it nice on the show.
Right.
But the one thing I notice is, hey, this is a custody battle. You just wanted your son back. You're finally in his life. And then you don't even take it serious enough to get a real lawyer.
Right.
And that's something, I guess, maybe because of a legal study standpoint that I was like, why would you not get a real family attorney? This means a lot to you, right?
Right.
You care, right? So you should have gone and just been so worried and anxious and just, I will do anything to get my son back. You were willing to rob a hotel for money to give to your son, but you're not willing to just go out and find an able, capable attorney.
And there has to be one in the area. It's not like there's no family attorneys in the area. They just
so she just went and got, and even Kyle. At that, it was only at the behest of her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother had a conversation, was like, "Hey, this isn't just about you. This is about me."
She acts like a child.
Exactly, she is a child in a lot of ways.
And I think that she and Sean are both acting like children in this situation because they're using Jacob as ammo. It's like they're using Jacob against one another, like feeding him things, whether it's truths or just things to make the other look flawed in his eyes, when in reality that wouldn't be the proper thing to do as a parent, I don't think. And
well, there's no handbook on how to be the best
parent.
There's
not a handbook.
You're still a human being.
How are you going to tell your own kid, like, your mom is going to kill herself if you live with her, so you should come live with
me instead? Nobody's thinking about his best interest.
I think that they're just hurting him and burdening him with all this information that he doesn't necessarily need right now.
Right.
And ironically,
and yet we saw that he was right. The mom tried to kill herself in the manner of speaking when
she thought
she might lose. It's not even done yet.
Right.
I know. And that's upsetting. But the only one that was really trying to act mature in this situation was Javier.
It was Jacob, actually.
Well, Jacob. But I think Javier
because Jacob's 10 going on 50. Like, I don't understand. This kid is going to be, honestly, he's going to be a serious actor when he grows up. This kid is just like he's a very good actor.
Yeah.
He is. He's a cute, adorable kid acts 20. Like, I wouldn't even know what to do if this is my kid. At some point, he is the adult and both parents are children. And then, of course, Javier is being very logical about the situation. And it's almost like he cares about Jacob the most.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Well, first of all, he doesn't kill Jacob's father, even though it's clear that he loves Letty and he very easily could have given in to her.
And he does not like Sean.
And he doesn't like Sean, but he's being rational in this situation, knowing that that's probably not the best thing to do. And he goes out of his way to have a conversation with Sean and try to work this out behind Letty's back, even though this isn't Javier's life, this isn't his kid, this isn't his family. Like, what does he care?
He's not really invested, but he's got his own vested self-interest. And we see that Javier and Sean are very polar opposites.
Mm-hmm.
And both, Letty is clearly attracted to both in some ways, right? On a mental or physical level. So it's interesting watching the dichotomy of these two men in Letty's life and how different they are. They're different. Javier is the intellectual, Sean is a hothead. He's more muscular. Javier is more finesse. He's refined. Sean is not. Even the way he speaks to people is very aggressive in the tone. And even the way he put his coffee cup out and it just expected the waitress to pour coffee in it. Right. And Javier says thank you for him on his bequest. That's just an interesting way to look at these different men in Letty's life. And then you have Christian, who's you know, in the friend zone forever. And he's actually the best guy in Letty's life, right? And then he's friend zoned, while these two guys, who are clearly alphas but polar opposite alphas, are her romantic physical love interests.
Well, why do you think Christian's the best one in her life?
Because up to that point, Christian was the one who actually showed a lot of care for her.
Yeah.
He's been the one who's covered for her. He's the one who actually had interest in getting her better. He's the one who even such good advice.
Javier had all of this?
I feel like Javier still kills people. I still remember Javier murdering people and bringing Letty along and making her an accessory to murder and telling her to become friends with. I still remember that.
Do you?
Yeah, so yeah, but remember that. You don't remember that.
Threw under the bus.
Yeah,
that's not equivalent.
Christian did not. No, hold on. Let's be fair. Christian, once again, is square.
I think they're both.
Christian is a square, and we don't know how it came about, because what happened was Christian thought he was doing what's best for Letty still, even at that point. He didn't go in there and just rat Letty out. He went in there with a plan that's in Letty's self-interest, even though they didn't say, hey, if you help out with Javier, we're going to let Christian off. Someone has to take the fall for this robbery. And Christian still, and as far as we know, he's still going to take the fall. Letty's going to get off scot-free and get the custody of her son as long as she gives up Javier.
And
right?
So he thinks he's doing him a good
job. And he doesn't understand how good they, close they are.
Right.
He doesn't know that. So Christian's actually, once again, acting in what he thinks is the best interest of Letty.
I just can't believe all these men are around Letty. Like, what? What is it?
Don't worry, Olivia. You have
me. Where are they
you
at?
You have me, Olivia. Hi.
I don't. This.
No,
don't,
stop denying me. Like, I'm not saying this.
She just keeps talking.
Stop talking. It's like I'm not professing my love.
Oh, so people do that a lot.
No,
too.
No, it's done now. Oh, word, Abigail. It's Abigail right there.
No.
Abigail. No, Abigail.
I'm just messing with you.
Nah, no, it's over now.
Can we just touch on the fact, like, about him, when they were talking about Christian being, or not Christian, Jacob being multiracial, how they thought that it would be a better thing for him to go with the father? I'm a little confused, because he's half white as well. I understand.
Sure.
I understand them needing him
don't
to be
don't be confused
with,
every single time we mention President Obama as the first black president. So when we take it upon ourselves as a country to say, oh, President Obama is the first black president, then mixed race children have always fallen into this pattern where they fall,
so they fall to the
always to the black parent. So whenever there's actually a rule that goes behind it, the 116 rule, like if you had a drop of black blood, you were considered not white anymore. And that is a legal term and definition of it. So we have that's why natives, that's why a lot of like we are like, oh, your great grandfather was Native American and you could look white as all can be and be like, oh, well, I'm Native. So it falls down to that. They're looking at something, as the lawyer pointed out, it's superficial skin tone, but there is a cultural difference. Jacob has brought it up himself, said, I'm the only one that looks like me in my school. I'm the only black person for a while around.
I understand that.
And it does fall. And it's sad because in any other case, the child would always go to the mother.
Right.
But in this situation, we see this. And I'll tell you, it happens with adoptive parents, too. It's not like black parents go out there and are allowed to adopt white kids. But a lot of times, white parents are adopting black kids, and that is the case. And we can't deny race. We emphasize race a little too much sometimes, but we can't deny it exists either. And it was just interesting that that became a ruling.
Yeah, I was just, I don't know, a little.
I mean, I
guess
can
I don't look at things that
well,
way.
Well, I think it's just the way she put it.
You were just thinking,
because
this could one day be your baby and
no,
you're trying to figure
no,
it out.
No,
that's
just,
exactly
no,
what she's
that's
thinking.
That's not what I'm thinking. I'm just saying, like, doesn't, it's fair for him to know both of his culture.
Right.
And I agree with you in theory.
Okay.
I agree with you wholeheartedly in theory. But society has told us otherwise, especially in the United States of America.
And, well, that's not correct, though. I'm not saying that it's right.
I think that the way they put it, the way that,
excuse me.
Was she, who is that woman? Is she a judge? Is she
she's a mediator.
Yeah. So I think the way she put it made me have the same train of thought as you, because she was like, well, his father's black and he needs to know his heritage and be around
culture.
Someone, or culture.
There's no black, like, you
I
can't
mean,
see
he,
black
so I misspoke.
Culture, right? No, I'm saying Uh-oh. When she said it, you...
He's yelling at her, not you.
No, yeah, relax. You're good. Maddie's not here. You're fine. So listen, what I'm saying is she's right and wrong at the same time.
Yeah.
She's correct. There is a difference when you're black, and you should be acclimated 100%. To that racial situation.
No, I agree, because he spent his whole entire life this far with a white family. However, like, I think that he needs a balance. I don't think it's fair to say, well, his father's black, and by default, he needs to be with someone who's like him, because Letty is just as...
As much him as the father.
That takes two to tango. Like,
right.
I saw a video once that was very intriguing to me as a person who's racially mixed.
What do you identify as? Can I ask you that?
Well, of course. Of course. I'll definitely get to that. Okay. That's actually... No, of course. I saw a video once, right? And it's very interesting. It was about a white mom, and she was like... And it was like a heartbreaking video. She was talking about her son became a victim of police brutality, okay? And was unarmed and was shot. And she blamed herself because as a white mom, she had never had that conversation with her black son. He was mixed.
Right.
He looked black. He was in the car. He was raised with all the functions of basically white privilege.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And was unaware of what it meant to be black, especially in a specific part of town.
Right.
And he fell victim. And she was like, it's my fault. Because I never told him or I never explained it to him. And it's just an interesting thing, especially with everything that happened in 2016 and 2015. It became a viral video. And it just made me think. It made me think. That is a real thing. That is a very real thing. So when you ask me, what do I identify with? I very much identify with both. And it's interesting when you're mixed, because sometimes like black people are like, oh, you're not black enough. And then like white people... In my case, Persian people are like, you're not Persian enough, you know? And that really does happen. And it's more common now to be mixed, but when I was growing up, it wasn't that common to be mixed. Being mixed was, like, relegated to only a certain... Like, Lenny Kravitz, me, Al B. Sure, and the DeBarge family. Like, it was like, being light-skinned was a thing. It was very much not common. Now it's more common. Now we're going to see an entire generation of kids who have no problems being mixed.
Right.
But before that, you know, that's why. It's not like Drake is a normal thing. There were times, you know, you're called an Oreo or you're... And it's what? Why? Because I'm half my father and half my mother? What mm-hmm. what else am I supposed to be? It's not like... And some kids develop resentment towards the other one. They fall into a social construct where it's like a mixed kid, but he acts overtly black.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but
yeah.
Black, like urban black, like the this is what they told me black people act like.
Okay.
And then there's like another one who's like acts overtly white, and I'm better than black people, I'm mixed. And mm-hmm. it's just interesting, and I like the fact that this show brought up this concept, because it's not something we speak about in society so much.
Yeah.
We don't speak about how President Obama is half white, has a white mother, was raised with his white mother, didn't know his black father most of his life, and yet is considered the first black president. He's not the first black president. He's the first mixed president. He's not the first black president. Jesse Jackson would have been the first black president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Ben, whatever his name was, Carson, would have been the first black president. President Obama is the first mixed-race president. He is equally half white as he is black.
That's true. And I, like, bringing up what you said about the video that you saw, I 100% agree with that. But I think it is very important for him to learn from his father and from his mother. But just the way the mediator, like, put everything made it seem like he needs to be taken away from his mother and be with his father so he could learn what it is to be a black person.
Right.
And which I don't agree with. I think that it should be like a joint effort. He should be just as much with his mom as he is with his dad.
I think he needs to learn a lot of things from his dad. And being black is not one of them. I think he can be who he wants to be.
Right. Be yeah. a person.
And then he's a human being.
Right.
But race exists. We can't
right.
say, oh, it does. Like, there are things that you should know, like what happened in that video with the mom. But that's not what it is. In fact, I'm reminded of Jaden Smith, right? So Jaden Smith, everyone thinks he's crazy. He writes these crazy tweets and does these crazy things. Actually, no. He's just, you know why people are so shocked by what he's doing? Because we've never seen a black person who wasn't confined to being black or what the definition of urban black is. He's just a free black man. And since we haven't seen that, we think this is shocking. He's just, if he was a white kid, nothing he would do would be so surprising. No one thinks it's weird, you know, if some white goth Justin kid was Bieber doing this. Not even Justin Bieber, just some white goth kid off the was just doing all the things Jaden was doing. We would think it's totally normal, fine behavior.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's young. Well, that's the same thing. We do. We put people into these, we place them in these boxes all the time. And it was interesting the court to bring that up because race is not a pretty issue, but it is an issue.
Case closed.
Not if I could just drop this mic right now, like knock the mic over.
I mean, I definitely agree with that, but now I don't know. It seems like when the woman and Jacob were having the conversation alone, it was almost like...
She's prompting him, I feel like.
She was. Like, it was a very, almost like, it was a persuaded conversation, and it seems like it went in the grandmother's favor, if anything. He was speaking very highly of his grandma and how she takes care of him and plays games with him and makes him laugh. And then he didn't really have many positive things to say about Letty, and obviously felt guilty about that because then he tried to like take it back and be like, "But she's not a bad mom."
And she, and he didn't talk to her when he came. He knew what he did when he went outside.
Yeah, he knew exactly what he did.
But he doesn't have anything good to say about. He hasn't known Letty. Letty hasn't been in his life
just
as
being
much. She was in jail, and then when she came out, she visited him like three times, and now she's been with him for a week. Like
she knows him about as much as she knows
exactly.
His dad.
Who
That's
is
what I'm
this
saying.
Person?
It's like a very sticky like. Situation.
Do we know why they didn't bring up Sean's drug use at all?
We don't know about Sean's drug use as much.
We know that he used. So why didn't they say that in the
because had he ever been charged? Like
I don't
it's
think
on
been,
Letty's record.
Yeah, it hasn't
so it's
been,
just like
they knew about the porn stuff.
Okay.
They brought that up. But
is that a valid argument?
Even Javier asked Sean about the drug use and he was like, "Nah, I didn't use like Letty used."
But couldn't they say that he got her into the drugs?
Getting into drugs is a personal decision. Like, he didn't force her to do drugs.
You have, like, free will.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, what are they going to say? Like, oh, he's the one who brought drugs around? Yeah, but then he didn't get addicted like she did.
Right.
And then he also made the specific effort in the last decade to clean his life up and become the person who he's become. And even though, remember, Sean is not a likable person. No. Sean is a douchebag in every sense of the word. Like, the way he talks, the way he even bullied Letty, but you know what? She gives in to him. Even in their sexual encounter, she liked being bullied. They're like, no means no. And like, with her, no meant now.
Too.
She does.
That's the similarity, I think, between the two. Is they
and
both are very
Sean probably knew that going into...
Well, he knows her. He knows the real Letty. Javier actually doesn't know the real Letty.
Right.
Sean knows the real Letty. And he uses that. And you know what? She doesn't... She says no... And smacks his hand away and then really does give in. And typically no means no. In a lot of situations, like, of course. But the truth of the matter is, in a lot of these situations, like, no means no until it means now. And you have to be able to read and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's a scary thought because she is the reason, unfortunately, it's like this situation is the reason why horrible men think that they can do whatever they want to women. Because they feel affirmed by this kind of action. And I don't think there's anything wrong with anyone's sexuality at all. Like, if you enjoy it for you, enjoy it. But she got bullied into it, but she enjoyed being bullied. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there's something wrong with the ramifications of that. Like, so what about later? Because she did sleep with Sean, and she did, in all capacity as we can tell, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I feel like that was a form of possible rape because she wasn't in full awareness of her facilities and she was a little drunk, as far as I could tell, like she was drinking a lot. She might not have been drunk, but she had been drinking. Sean took advantage of that. And I'm not appreciative of that situation. But at the same time, the only person who got hurt was Javier.
Right.
Yeah,
I felt so bad for him.
I didn't think that he was... gonna react that way. Well, I did, but I don't know. I wanted him to freak out, but I knew because he's a very calculated, like, put together person that he would be more rational about it. But I wanted him to just roll up on them and just be like, and he was still nice to them after.
And he didn't bring it up.
No, and he could have just thrown it in her face, and It just goes to show how different he and Letty truly
are. He's refined. He's a refined person. But more importantly, I think Javier expected something like this. He expected Letty to fail.
Yes.
She did. He was hoping she wouldn't. But he went there looking for something.
Well, he's smart. It's almost like he knew what he was walking into before he even walked
in there. He wasn't, like, totally shocked. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you know, when it comes to Javier, he is broken, too. We keep thinking because he's dresses nice and he looks so nice that he's a complete person. He is not. Mm-hmm. He is broken. This is a man who's lost his family almost in every aspect. And he's broken, too. So he wants... Sometimes broken people, they live and experience only through pain. Mm-hmm. That's how they experience. He likes being a lone wolf. He had Letty. It was a nice ride. He moved on. Like, he didn't really move on, but he moved on. He even left. He didn't try to work it out. That's what a normal person would do. Yeah. They would have a conversation. They would yell. The only time he's ever gotten mad is at Letty.
Right.
In fact, we've never seen him get really mad. He's gotten upset with... Like, he had a conversation and shot the guy in the car, right? He wasn't really upset. He was just proving a point.
Right.
He wasn't actually upset. Even with Sean, he wasn't upset. He was still in control. How do you know? Because he controlled himself from killing him with that chokehold.
Mm-hmm.
With Letty gets under his skin. That's how we know he actually cares for her, right?
Right.
But in this time, he just walked away. Like, he gracefully bowed out.
Exactly. And it says a lot about... you know, his feelings and his character, the fact that he wanted to be there for her and he showed up at the hearing just to be by her side, and she didn't want him there because he didn't listen to what she wanted
kill
to
do. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. You're not going to kill him for me? You're not going to kill him for
Get
me?
Out.
You're not going to leave the house. I need you to kill. I ask you to do one little thing.
One little thing. Murder just end someone's life.
One thing.
Sean. And you do nothing. Never mind the fact that you've given me a life and that you've done everything for me since then.
I know.
Why won't you kill him?
I admire her.
That's why I'm saying it's a girl thing to do.
I admire her for not, like, throwing him under the bus right then and there when she was with the FBI agent and Christian.
Just waiting a few minutes.
But I knew it was coming.
It was less than 24 hours later.
She's a selfish person.
She's
and
a selfish
it needs to be.
Bitch.
Everything is within her best
Is that what
interest.
You were going to say? I'm asking
yes,
what you were going to say.
I'm not going to. I was going to hold back.
Oh, that. I wasn't. I would never say that. I'm just asking if you were going to say that.
No, no. I mean, yeah. she, you know what? She was being
no,
a bitch.
No, I mean, yeah. She was a bitch. Yeah.
I could see why she did what she did, and it's a very sticky situation because I'm not sure what I would do if it
He's
was like...
Loyal. What? You could see why she did what she did? Yeah.
No, but it's like when you're put in a situation where, okay, I can have my child and my family and these...
And have my record expunged, which is
yes.
a big deal as well.
Right. And like, and just
your life
go
could go
back
to like a
living
norm.
A normal
but
life.
But her life's never going to go back to normal
because no,
she's not fucking normal. She's not normal. She's going to mess up
bitch.
Again.
And... an addict yeah. and everything. She's a weak person, I think.
She should have stopped and thought through something and been like, you know, if I do this, I'm going to get this. And I'm not a normal human being, so I'm probably going
to
screw this up.
She's just
and,
not fit
oh,
to
wait,
be a parent.
Oh, wait, actually, I can't even take care of my kids. So you know what? I'm just not going to give that to them. And I'm going to let my son live with his dad because I'm a fucking horrible human being who...
Yeah.
Who
but you know, she
or you could just stop before the Ible part. I'm a effing...
Oh, she is.
Before Ible, horrible, and just leave the...
Whore.
Bull part out,
yeah,
because...
Okay. So she's a whore, and...
I would never
person.
Say that. Okay. I'm just saying.
She's not a good person. Yeah. She doesn't have a good character. Letty
she's
not a good
But
mom.
You know what? She's likable, and we like her, and we love watching...
I don't
watching,
think so anymore.
And the show
I don't anymore,
to me is getting better.
Today.
I did not like her decision, with Javier. I didn't like her decision with Sean. However, I didn't like her decision with Sean. I did, however, understand, and actually, she made the right decision with Javier. She just made it in a way where none of us like it because it doesn't fit into our standard of what
You're
we
right.
think is right.
Okay.
But it is the right decision. Hey, I get my son back who I want
and
is
Javier
my son.
Right.
I get expunged. The
and
murderer,
everyone knew Javier.
He's
anyway.
A murderer.
Right, right.
You know, technically speaking, what she did is the right thing. But it's not within the realm of her world, and it's not within the realm of what we consider loyalty, even though it's misguided loyalty. We are being misguided loyal. All three of us think it's wrong. All three of us would think it's wrong if she called the cops or did something like that as well. But it's technically the right thing to do.
Well,
it's just
of course
weird.
It is.
As
you
millennials,
have
we have a very skewed version of morals and what the world is. But the truth of the matter is she made the right decision. She should get her son back. And I hate it. I hate the decision. I feel like I would never do that.
You think she should get her something?
But listen.
No, I feel like she should take that, of course. Like, I feel like, I think a child should be raised within the mother. I do think it should be joint custody.
Yeah.
Or at least visitation.
I also think it's a little aggressive that I think it's uncharismatic of the FBI to just be like, yeah, so you want your son back, and we know you're an unfit parent, and we know you're a drug addict, but we're willing to, you know, ruin a child's life to get something else.
Sure, but that happens all the time.
I know.
See, and it's for the greater good. But it's for the greater good. Listen.
It's for the greater good?
Like this kid, but we're going to stop us. Look, stop thinking of Javier as like this.
Okay, a serial killer.
He's a serial killer.
Okay, you're right, you're right.
So, do you stop Jeffrey Dahmer? Think about it. Let's make Javier Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
Do you stop Jeffrey Dahmer? Okay. And give like orphan Annie back to her mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you kind of stop Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay. Well, obviously,
it's hard to make these decisions, but some of these decisions do need to be made.
Right. And it's hard when we're only seeing from a perspective that like paints us of a picture of like a romantic relationship where Javier's like this like great guy that loves Letty. Blah blah. That's what we're basing like our thoughts and decisions on.
But at the same, Letty's only known Javier for what, 3 months?
Right. I know, but you just get caught up in the love story.
Yeah, of course. What do you do? Of course.
But in reality, he is a killer, and she's a notebook. Drug addict. And
it's the Notebook. It's raining and it looks sexy, but in truth, it's cold, and both of them catch the flu and die. You know what I'm saying?
They get
the
pneumonia.
They catch the pneumonia, and it was like, oh no, what happened? We decided to make out in the rain for 2 hours.
Yeah, and that's their bad. So. Yeah. Let's get predictions quickly before we have to.
We have to go. We have so much to talk about. I still didn't talk about.
I know
about...
we didn't talk about the monogamy.
Yo, the monogamy. That part.
That was gonna be a good conversation.
About
the line about monogamy Grindr? And the thing. No, the Grinder thing we didn't talk about. Grinder.
We didn't talk about a lot.
Monogamy.
Well, who's fault is that? We were a half hour late.
This
not
is a good
hours,
show.
So whatever.
You know what I'm saying? This is a good show. We said, like, not hours, like...
How much time do we technically
no,
have left?
I don't know. I don't know whose fault it is, but all I know is it's 9 o'clock.
It's basically my fault. But here's the thing. This is what it really comes down to. The monogamy part was... What was the line? It says
it's
something.
Like, I don't even remember monogamy, this part. It's like... There's different meanings of monogamy or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, there's different
monogamy types. Has different meanings or something.
Different people like... As yeah. Monogamy doesn't exist anymore.
I agree. It doesn't. Is there further conversation about
these
this?
These hoes ain't loyal.
Well, when monogamy comes...
I like to think it exists.
Coming because you're in a relationship, so I would hope it exists.
But you know what? It's different definitions, and you know, before we were the reason I was late is because we were actually having a conversation about that subject
really?
Over the table, and we were discussing different love from different people. And you know what?
And there's different ways to make it work. And
exactly, and it's like if it works for you, I'm not going to judge your lifestyle. You know, because people want to. Once again, fit everything into a box.
Right.
Well, this is how it's supposed to be, and this is how it looks good, and this is what is nice, and this is... I don't know. If you're happy, you should be happy regardless. It shouldn't be, oh, I'm happy because it fits. It could be also be, I'm happy because it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So in a situation like this, I do think, as flawed as they are, I do think Javier and Letty are good for each other. I do, because they do work together because they're both broken, and it works together.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to assume that they don't, you know? And they're in a relationship, whether they want it to be or not. Everyone, like most of us, we're all in situationships. Whatever. Like most of the relationships we've ever had, until it's been something like my parents have been married for like 34 years or something. That's a relationship. They're in a relationship. Yeah. But the rest of us are really in situationships. I know a girl, she's like, I'm engaged. I'm like, it's been 2 years. You're just dating with a ring. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You've been
right.
2 years and it's
really
no date. There's
right.
no date
yeah.
set.
Right.
You're just dating with a ring.
Right.
You know? So it's just a situation.
Fair to say.
Yeah. The monogamy thing.
You can't just, yeah, I guess. Like, it is what it is, and everyone's situation is unique to themselves. And it's hard to be like,
and nobody
a
knows
relationship,
all of the details.
Yeah.
Except for the two people.
Exactly. So if you're happy, you're happy with the monogamy thing. I did think it was funny that Kyle was on Grindr. What's the description? Something like, I need dick in my ass until I forget my wife.
Did I forget my wife's name?
Yeah, that was amazing. Amazing.
Great
and
writing.
And it's
right
also
there.
About fluidity. Actually, the couple things that were great writings to me, I really liked lines that were in this. It was like loyalty or like... Loyalty is not like a tree falling in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good to me. And then what was the other one? She said something, and I was like, "Yo, this is so that's Emmy award winning."
I think it was that.
No, I think
it was. No.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because you were so, like, I like that.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, really.
Because it was really, it was really, really, I mean, it's a really well used literary simile. I thought it was really good.
I agree. So now do you guys have predictions?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to ask you. So who do you think is going to end up with custody?
I don't think we're going to find out.
I think Letty, she did what was asked of her.
Yeah, but it seems like from the previews, things get
Goes and becomes part of it. I mean, yeah, but I think Letty initially went through, I mean, she gave up the name.
Yeah.
And do you think that Sean, like...
You know what? I just Abigail. With you. I don't even like Abigail. And guys, comment below. Guys, keep commenting about how much you don't like Abigail too. Right down below.
No.
On the Instagram pictures, at the IG, on all our pictures, just make sure you know.
You like when I get hate mail?
Yeah, I do.
Hate mail, it's still hot mail.
It's still mail. That's true. But yeah, I don't think we're going to find out. I don't think anyone's going to get custody at the end of the season.
And do you think that Sean bones Letty to his advantage?
I hate that word.
I
don't know why that word like bothers me, because I don't think I would be bothered by any words, but that is the one word that bothers me. But
do you use bone?
I do.
No, I was going to say a different word, but it was vulgar, and I didn't want to say it.
That's vulgar.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Bone is pretty vulgar.
But it's not a swear word.
I'm so glad Maddie's not here for this conversation. She would have thrown up. She would blush. She would like, guys, stop it!
There's certain times where that word's appropriate. Just like, you know,
there's never a time where boning is appropriate.
No, you don't think so?
I'm not in Kappa Kappa Kappa. I'm not some like, let's go play beer pong and then bone him. Boner!
Why would you
say that? The Gregster!
The Gregster!
Ew!
Do you say make love?
I mean, it's different terminology.
So you do agree there's a different term for a different situation.
Yeah, but voting would just not be.
For a reason. People, did he.
I think he did. He showed.
She's back under his spell. Yeah, a little too.
I showed you that I'm still alpha. I do this.
He wears the pants.
I mean,
and he reminded her that he thought it was better in his memory.
Yeah, that
he
was like, great, too.
That was salt in the salt wound. Yeah.
You were better in my memory.
Anyway, yeah, so that was my
predictions.
That was my prediction. Any more predictions?
I don't know. This show is just craziness. You know what? The more this show gets crazy and the more I just let go of my suspension of disbelief, this show so much more.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely growing on me. It's definitely
also, I like
better.
The receptionist checking out... The guy's booty.
Yeah, but he was the gay guy.
He's like, sleeping
and it was funny because, you know what? Letty's really good at throwing shade.
Yeah.
And it was like, he was like, oh, I thought you meant homeboy. He's like, it was just funny.
It was. Anyway, I think that's all.
So, are we good?
Yeah.
I think we're great. I think great. That I am Tehran all across IG, tweet, gram, what else? Snapchat, Facebook. Find me. Tell your friends to tell their friends. Tell their hot girlfriends. Hi.
I don't even know how to follow that one up. I'm Abigail Frere, and you can follow me on all social media at Abigail Frere.
And you can follow me at The Real OG. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Yep.
Thanks for the support.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.